Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Revelation chapter number 22, we ended in verse number 11 last week, but quickly by way of review, we started in verse number 6 last week, and we saw that in verse number 6 where it says, "He said unto me, there these sayings are faithful and true." Now remember, I mentioned, I won't go into all this again this week, but now we've finished as far as Revelation 22, looking into the future. Okay, the things that are going to appear, the things that are going to come in the future. And beginning in verse number 6, he kind of pulls it all together, and these are the closing words that we find. And in verse number 6, he says, "These sayings, everything that you've seen, everything that you've heard, is faithful and is true." And I mentioned about the accuracy of God's word, that God's word is without error. There are no mistakes in God's word. If there's a mistake, it's in your noggin and not in the Bible, okay? Every word is pure. Again, we have some missionaries here this morning, and perhaps just to go out over the internet and on the radio. But be very, very, very careful when you get in your Bible study and you're in the pulpit standing for people. When you use these words like, "I know it says this, but it could be better rendered to this." Okay? In other words, I'm a King James Bible man, that it says this, but it was mistranslated, or whatever the thing may be. It could be, the key thing is, it could be better rendered this. Well, if it can be better done, then we don't have the pure word of God. You know, I'm just an old common country boy. But to me, that if every word is pure, then everything we have before us is 110%, if that's possible, accurate. There are no mistakes in God's word. So preachers, missionaries, and even lay people, be careful when you read after people who says, by the way, that's why we have so many different translations of scripture. They think they can improve on God's word. You cannot improve upon this word. Okay, let me add, we mentioned this this week. I was in discussion with somebody, forget who it was. I don't only believe in inspiration of God's word. I believe in the preservation of God's word. In other words, down through the centuries, what God had put together for us in this King James Bible, that he has preserved his word. He's not allowed it to get destroyed in any way or watered down. But other people have other translations, and I don't want to get into that. But I believe that in verse number 6, where it says, "These sayings are faithful and true," the accuracy of God's word, we can rely upon it. It's true, and it's faithful, and it's just. It's without error. It's infallible, it's inerrant, it's inspired, it's indestructible. Then we looked in verse number 7 about the blessedness of God's word, where it says, "Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the prophecy of the book." The word "keepeth" means to guard, to hold fast, to watch over. Guard this word. Especially he's talking about the prophecy of the Revelation. If anybody would want to change this, boy, the devil would love to change the book of the Revelation, because we read in the book of Revelation the final outcome to Satan. He'll be cast in the lake of fire, and he'll live there forever and ever and ever and ever, you know, suffering there, and he don't like that. So if he can change anything, that's what he'd love to change. But anyway, we see the blessedness of holding it and keeping it. And then in verses 8 and 9, we see where John fell down the second time to worship. The other time was in Revelation 19:10. And we're to note here that we're to worship God and God alone. We're not to worship each other. We're not to worship saints. We're not to worship angels. We don't get into angel worship here like some other groups of people do. But I find it also interesting, verse number 9, where he says, "For I am thy fellow servant." You know, I noted this last week. We are all servants of God. Every one of us. We're just servants of God to whom God chooses to use. He uses us in different capacities. But the thought is that he said we're fellow servants to the Lord. Then in verse number 10, we looked at this where he said, seal not the sayings. And I compared last week, we looked in Daniel chapter number 12, where Daniel was writing that great book, the prophecy. And at the end of the chapter, he told Daniel to seal this book, okay, seal it up. Daniel's head was exploding. He couldn't understand everything that he was writing, rightfully so, because God had showed him some things that were yet future. And Daniel could not wrap his head around it. But he said, just seal up the book, and that later on, people are going to understand what's written here in Daniel chapter 12. Well, we see here in Revelation 22, in verse number 10, he says, seal not the sayings now. We have the completed word of God. You know, I'll hit on this and move on. We know more about prophecy now than Daniel did. We know more about prophecy than even the Apostle Paul did, because we have the completed word of God. We have the book of Revelation, which was the last book written. John, you know, the apostle, wrote it on the Isle of Patmos. So we know more today than they did in the Old Testament times, and even in the times of Christ. We know more about the Bible, Scripture, because we have the completed word of God. And aren't you glad about that? Anyway, we see where it says, seal not the sayings. And then we ended last week in verse number 11, where choices have been made. Let me read this verse and then we'll move on. He that is unjust, let him be unjust still. He which is filthy, let him be filthy still. He that is righteous, let him be righteous still. And he that is holy, let him be holy still. Now, I mentioned about that word still last week. S-T-I-L-L is used 4 or 5 times here in this one verse. He that is unjust, let him be unjust still. The ones who are filthy, they'll be filthy still. Him that is righteous, they'll be righteous still. He that is holy, let him be holy still. Okay. I mentioned last week that this adverb still could be understood in the sense of more. In other words, that the unrighteous will become more unrighteous. They're not going to get any better. Are you following? When they're in the lake of fire, they're not going to repent of their sins. They're not going to cry out and say, Lord, I'm sorry, when they're burning forever in eternity. Just the opposite is going to happen. They're going to become more unrighteous. They're going to become more filthy because they're going to be so mad things are taken. That's the thought here. That, are y'all following what I'm saying? Okay, that's the thought. And then about those who are righteous, let him be righteous still. That's holy, let him be holy. Do you know the more we're with Christ, the better we become? In eternity, we will never be a god. Amen, preacher. There'll be some groups teach that you'll become as gods and all. No. But the longer we're with Jesus, we become more like him. Are you following? We'll never be him because he's God. But we become more like him. Again, for Jesus was on this earth, or his ministry anyway, for 3.5 years. He changed a lot of things. Lives and people around him. He'll be on this earth for 1,000-year reign, his 1,000-year reign during the millennium. He's going to change this whole world. Imagine what eternity is going to be like, if we can, possibly. So that's the thought here. In verse number 11, choices have been made. The unrighteous are going to be in the lake of fire forever and ever, and they will never get right with God. Did y'all get that? A lot of people think that, well, they're in eternity, and they'll repent, Lord, I'm sorry. But the Bible says, let him be unrighteous still. Let him be filthy still. There are no second chances. Your opportunity to be saved is on this side of the grave. You don't have another chance, okay? And that's the thought here. Now let me move on.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.